It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop along the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth a visit. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. And we're very grateful to all of the staff and management here at the hotel for looking after us so well here at Opinions Matter for the last nearly 4 years. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the Opinions Matter podcast? A few years ago, Italy tried to pass a law which would see parents who restrict their children to a vegan diet facing a jail term. Some parents, the draft bill claimed, are imposing a diet devoid of essential elements for children's healthy and balanced growth. It was proposed by Elvira Savino of the centre-right Forza Italia party. Now, it follows a number of high-profile Italian cases where malnourished children have been taken into care. Now, in four cases, malnourished children were hospitalised in India, in Italy, after being fed a vegan diet. Now, top doctors in America have also recently spoken out about the growing trend of vegan parents raising vegan or even vegetarian children. Last week, several doctors recommended that children, teens, pregnant women, and nursing mothers should not follow a vegan diet. And that's what we want to talk about with you on Opinions Matter today. Our number, our WhatsApp number, is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this one.
I don't buy that at all, I have to say.
No, you don't buy what?
I was explaining to Adrian before we came on that one of my kids is pretty much on a vegan diet. Diet's the wrong word. She's not on a diet. But her intake is pretty much vegan because she is insensitive to dairy products. So her yogurts are all Alpro yogurts, vegan yogurts. Her milk is oat milk or the other milk. I can't even remember what it is. Alpro make it as well. Soy milk. She eats a tiny bit of meat because she doesn't really like meat. And she eats a lot of pasta. So she's pretty much, for want of a better word, she's pretty much leading a vegan lifestyle. Not out of love for animals or anything like that, because none of us are vegan or vegetarian. But she has been to the doctor many, many times and she's healthy. She's hit all her goals, weight goals and all that. So she's quite healthy. So
okay, so she is, what age? She's six?
No, the other one, the younger one.
Okay, yeah. So she's three?
Yeah, she's three.
And she eats very little meat. And she takes no dairy at all. So basically is not consciously, but she has a vegan diet, essentially.
Not 100%, but maybe, 85% or something like that. And she's absolutely healthy.
The argument here is that it is not good that kids trying to survive on a vegan diet can become malnourished. And as we said, in four cases in Italy, malnourished children were hospitalised after being fed a vegan diet. So there is a risk here.
Yeah, but I would say I'm not going to have some parent telling me what I can feed and cannot feed my children when they're quite happy to give their kids Billy Roll ham, for argument's sake.
Okay, there is a difference here in your particular case. There is a difference. It is because of the dietary needs of your child that she just happens to be almost eating a vegan diet. Okay, that's a bit different from forcing a child to eat a vegan diet.
But we force children to do everything. No, I don't like the word force, to be honest with you.
If you are raising a child with a vegan diet, you are forcing that child to eat a vegan diet. What other word is there for it? That's exactly what you're doing.
Well, parents force their kids. You force your kids to go to school every day. You force your kids to get christened
Okay, hang on. I don't like onions. I've never liked onions. Did my mother shovel onions into my gob when I was a kid? No, she accepted I don't like onions. But to force a child to eat a diet because it suits your narrative or your agenda, you're a vegan as well, is awful.
Look at John, or lock them up, Tusla all the way.
No, that's a bit much.
Tusla. So you want to ring Tusla?
Well, as we said ourselves a minute ago, there was an attempt. Now, it didn't pass in legislation, but it is to be tried again in Italy, where there have been a number of high-profile cases of malnourished children. Children who literally aren't getting the right nutrients because they're being brought up vegan.
Well, that's stupidity. Any nutrients that my daughter isn't getting from, she gets supplements as well. But what I'm saying is,
again, this isn't a forced diet. No, it is not being imposed on your child.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to start, and I would say to, and I hope you come on today, John, because John with his Tusla all the way. If we're going to say that, John, if we're going to say that it's cruel to raise children as with a vegan or vegetarian diet, then let's call Tusla in for parents who are giving their kids processed shite. So if you give your kids pizza out of a box for dinner some days, that's disgraceful. If you give them that Billy...
Everything in moderation, Jeremy.
If you give them that Billy Roll ham or whatever, I mean, what the fuck is in Billy Roll ham? Would you give that to a child? I know lots of parents do. If you let your children drink Monster, if you let your children drink fizzy drinks, if you give them chocolate every day, are those parents judged? Absolutely not. So why should...
The difference again, and I can't stress this enough,
but forcing
a child to have a diet that a lot of experts will say is not nutritionally sound for a young child.
And not say it is.
I'm going to play a voice note in a second from one of our regular listeners who actually believes the exact opposite. She believes that feeding a child milk and dairy is child neglect as well.
Okay, if you look at someone like Paul McCartney, who's been a vegan for most of his life, that man looks as fit and healthy. He looks younger and fitter than you do, to be honest with you, and he's led a vegan lifestyle. So I won't buy that. And I won't buy anybody telling me what I should and should not feed my children. So John,
again, Jeremy, you are not... Yeah, but hang on, you are not raising your children as vegan.
But I respect a parent who does want to raise their child as vegan.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with this message from Catherine and get your reaction to this message.
On your show today, I can't come on because I'm working, but the optimal diet to give to your child is a vegan diet. You're not giving them dead corpses, dead animal parts, blood, pus, misery, death and fear of an animal. It's a well-known fact that vegans live longer, don't get most of the major illnesses such as heart disease, cardiac arrest, blood pressure, obesity, etc. Feed your children vegan and be a good parent. I actually think feeding your children body parts, and unless they're a calf, they don't need cow's breast milk. So give them oat milk and almond milk and the good stuff, or else it's child abuse if you give your animals meat and dairy, because they're not calves, so they don't need breast milk from a cow, and they don't need to eat corpses full of worms, maggots, pus, blood and misery. Thank you.
Now, just going back to Catherine's message there a moment ago, I don't know if that image is ever going to leave me now with her description of pus and maggots and... I fancied a bit of meat later on, but I'm nearly going off the idea.
Yeah, that does sound gross. But Catherine is there's very few people that would go that far. But again, it's a parent... Once a parent is not putting a child in danger, okay? And again, no one's going to knock...
There are those that believe that you are putting your child in some danger by raising your child
every
vegan.
Every day when I go outside my local Spar, something really pisses me off, and I say, and you see kids in prams with cans of Fanta and cans of Coke when they're sitting in a pram. They're like 2 or 3 years of age. So what's the difference? They're the people that should be reported to Tusla.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Great, how are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. It is risky to bring your child up with a vegan diet.
I can't speak much for vegan diets because I'm only vegetarian myself, and my daughter as well. But what I will say, the same people that say those kind of things and facts are those very parents that Jeremy is describing, that absolutely give their children the most processed, probably fake meats, like those bad hams that are highly processed, full of fats, sausages, chicken nuggets, I guarantee you all these parents complaining about these kind of diets are the very ones with the shittest diets of all, processed foods. I guarantee you they don't go to like a butcher and get organic good meat that is actually nutritionally, I know, better for the kids. So yeah, I always see that. You always see these Irish parents with their kids, like Jeremy says, with like fizzy drinks, eating shite, loads of sugar, white bread for their lunches with ham, and that's considered healthy. Like, it couldn't be worse. So no, I totally disagree with that. Unless you're like really getting the good meats from a butcher, organic, not full of shite and pumped full of hormones and chemicals and whatever else is in meat that's processed. Like, you can't say that that's healthy for a kid.
So, okay, so let me talk then about you. You're a vegetarian and you raise your child vegetarian as well.
Yeah, so I've actually never had meat or fish ever in my life.
Ever?
My mother, never. Now, unless I've had it inadvertently by accident in a restaurant, not that I'm aware of, but I've never had it cooked for me. I've never eaten meat. I've never eaten fish. My mother just raised me that way. So again, I'm sorry,
your mother raised you that way by choice in that, or did you have no choice?
Well, she always said to us, if we want to try it, if we're at kids' birthdays, we're curious. She just said personally, she hated it from a very young age. It kind of disgusted her a bit. So she was just never willing to buy it or cook it. But because to not see it as food per se, and more as like an actual dead animal, it's really hard to then later on in life actually want to try it because you disassociate, you don't see it as food anymore. You know, like I literally see it as like a carcass on my plate if I was to eat it. I don't see it as like a food source, whereas obviously if you're conditioned to eat it, of course you see it as food. But I could never get past that mentally as I grew up and I never had the urge to try it because it made me feel a bit sick. So just by choice then I never tried it. Now she said you're welcome to have it outside of the house. She didn't care. My dad said the same, but we never had that desire. My daughter is the very same. I don't want to like tell her what she has to do. I'm not an animal activist.
Okay, but you obviously do tell her what to do. If she, how old is she now?
She's 7.
Okay, so if she went to, I don't know, a friend's birthday party and they got Happy Meals delivered from McDonald's and your daughter had a burger, how would you feel about that?
I'd feel fine if she wants to try it. Honestly, I'm hand on heart. If she wants to experiment and try it, I'm not going to be like, it's the devil or whatever, because I don't have strong ethical beliefs. I'd like to say I do it for the right reasons and the ethical reasons, but the truth is, it's not for me about animal welfare. It's just because I was conditioned the way I was raised that like I'm grossed out by it. So that's why I won't buy it or cook it for her.
But Dara, I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist or anything like that or an expert, but I can guarantee you that your daughter's diet is 100 times healthier than most of the kids that you see in Dublin today, eating crisps for lunchtime, just eating absolute shit. And you should be commended for giving her a healthy lifestyle.
And I'm not one to be like, oh, I'm the mum of the year and I'm unreal, but it's just my lifestyle. And like health is a huge thing for us in our family. We're really into fitness. Indy does a lot of exercise. We eat generally very well. And I will say that Indy, my daughter, is never, ever, ever sick. Like a very rare occasion that she'd be like, I don't remember the last time she was sick. I do think she has a substantially healthier diet than most kids in her class. And again, that's not condemning those parents. They don't know any better in a lot of cases. But I just...
Okay, so you raise her vegetarian as opposed to vegan. So does she consume milk or dairy products at all? Or does she have any of that?
Yeah, like, of course, we have cheese. Like, I'm not... Like, I am, like I say, vegetarian. So we have eggs, we have cheese. She generally doesn't drink milk because she gets a bit of a reaction with her. It doesn't agree with her stomach. But in general, she has oat milk. You know, she's happy. She's never been deficient. The doctors always said she's in great health. She's never had like low iron or protein or anything. And same for myself, I think, because our bodies have never had meat. It naturally has a balance of all the, I suppose, vitamins and minerals that we need. We don't really take supplements. The odd time we do, like a bit of vitamin D or B12, but I've never had a deficiency when I've got bloods done, and Indy has never been deficient, according to the doctors.
Okay, so you see nothing cruel or unnecessary in raising your daughter as a vegetarian?
Absolutely not. And again, I give her the choice now that she's a bit more aware and she's older.
Okay, and why don't you take it that next step and go full vegan?
Well, because I'm very happy with my diet the way it is. We like to get a lot of protein to our eggs. You know, I don't want to be completely restrictive either. I'm not, again, doing it for animal welfare or for like serious health reasons, but just to be more balanced overall. I think it's a good happy medium being vegetarian.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Dara. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. You actually did the exact opposite. You made your daughter eat meat when she was younger.
I made them. You know, we were brought up on a diet like this, Adrian. You know, the way 99.9% of the population were back then, you know. We brought up, you know, I heard, you know, a couple of people there saying, oh, you feed them this, process that. You know, everything in moderation, you know. Who doesn't have a McDonald's or a Burger King? Well, they don't because they're fucking vegans or this or that, you know. But what I'm saying is, Adrian, we don't just go and buy processed shit, as Jeremy just said there. You know, I do a very balanced shop here every week, you know, and we kind of plan out the dinners, you know, of what we would do. And the fact of the matter is, it's nice to have the variety. It's nice, you know. The kids these days aren't getting a choice, you know. They're not. They're not being given a choice by the parents. And that's the problem that I have.
Okay,
you know,
so, if a vegan parent who obviously is well committed to the vegan lifestyle, eating nothing to do with animals, you can't expect a parent like that to then go and feed their child roast beef.
No, I get that, because they never got the choice, Adrian. That's the problem there. You know, just because they want to be fucking vegans and then they bring their kids up being vegan. Why did he do that? You know, it's like a little cult they have or something. Whatever. I don't know. I can't explain it. You heard what the young woman there said on the voicemail earlier. Oh, eating animal parts. It's a bit of roast beef, love. Get the fuck on here.
Yeah,
you know?
but she is right in what she said. You are
of course
eating.
I'm not saying she's wrong.
You are eating parts of dead carcasses.
The woman sounds like that. She's standing outside a supermarket there. Don't eat one of these clowns.
But hang on, John, when your daughter was younger, and I know this because you've said it before on the podcast, she was an animal lover. She did you make her eat meat? Did you force her to eat steak? Did you force her?
I think make is a bit of a harsh one, to be honest with you, Jeremy. But I kept feeding her the same food. We were buying the same food. I wasn't going to stop. And
Did she ever say, I think it's cruel to eat animals, I don't want to eat meat?
She did. She did say to me, she went out at some fucking farm one day, and, you know, she says, and she did question me, where's that chicken that was on the. I said, it is, yeah. And I would never lie to the kids, you know. And I said it to her. He was around 2 weeks ago.
So did you force, you don't like to use the word force, I'll use the word force. Did you force your daughter, who was upset about eating meat, did you force her to eat meat even though she said...
I didn't force her. She knew it was chicken. And she knew it was from the farm. And yes, I did explain to her where the food is coming from.
Did you explain as you just said yourself that chicken was running around the farm 2 weeks ago?
Oh, I did. Of course, I did. I was always ready. You know, I'd always tell them the truth. You know, and she did go off. You know, eating animals. We call it animals, but she came back around then. You know. Because, you know, I didn't want to go down that route, as I said, lads. I've seen our fucking grass, and you know, that's what I call it, fucking crap, you know what I mean? Because it is crap at the end of the day. You know, you get a great balance of nutrients if you're eating the right fish and
okay,
you know, poultry products.
So what do you think of a parent who is either raising their child vegetarian or even that step further, raising their child vegan? What do you think
it's
of that?
It's fucking cruelty. It's cruelty to the kids. Of course it is. Of course it is. Not giving them a choice. Kids should be given a choice.
Okay.
But hang on,
you didn't give your daughter a choice. Your daughter specifically...
Your daughter
specifically said she didn't want to eat meat and you forced her.
Specifically, she went to a fucking shithead farm. Yeah. You know, she was worried about Henry the chicken running around 2 weeks ago. She got over that.
She specifically said that she did not want to eat meat and you still made her eat meat. That's
well,
he didn't ram it down her throat, but...
If she wanted to eat fucking mashed potato and vegetables for the rest of her life, she could have, I suppose. Yeah, that's what you're saying. But the fact of the matter is, it was just a little phase they went through, you know. Like, you know, I think every kid does it, to be honest.
Okay, John, stay with me for a second. I want to bring in Sean on this.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? I think they should just leave kids alone. Like, why would you not want your kid to just because your own personal views? You're going to deny your kid a fucking chicken nugget or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Let them try it. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Then so be it. But don't be forcing your own personal crap onto kids. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it is, Jeremy, kind of forcing them, because you are forcing them to stay away from a specific type of food group. So yeah, it is forcing it if you're not allowing them to try something else. Take it easy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Katrina, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Katrina. Hello. Oh, she's gone off the line. She's gone off the line. We'll try and get her back. We'll try and get her back in a second. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
That's okay to be vegan. Just make sure that if you're going to make your child vegan, that they take the proper supplements, you know, vitamins, and what the normal iron intake and all that you'd be getting from me. Like, so what you're doing is you're going from meat and you're putting the kids on the vitamins to bring up their immune system. But there's nothing wrong with people being vegan, you know, each to their own.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed for your message. We're talking about raising children as either vegetarian or vegan. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
I just think, force feeding your kids veg, I think it's a bit wrong. Like, what's wrong with having a bit of meat? You do need a bit of meat and protein in your diet. Like,
yeah, but you can supplement the protein you might be lacking with a tablet.
No, I just think it's wrong. Like, I have, as I said, like, I have an 8-year-old daughter who will only eat chicken, but she doesn't like the taste of sausages or any other meat. She won't eat. But my other two would eat out of the house and home. They'd eat a cow if you put in front of the two of them. I just think it's up to the child. Like, you're force-feeding your child veg.
Okay, but if a mother or father or both happen to be vegan, what is wrong with them bringing their child up in the same way to eat the same type of food?
I just think it's wrong. You're depriving your child of essential food. Like, you're depriving your child of meat. Like, what if the child wants to eat meat? It doesn't take your view and wants to eat meat.
But hang on, there's lots of things that you do against your child's wishes that you force on your children. Lots of things. Did you get your children christened?
I did.
Yeah, did you ask them if they want to get christened?
No.
No, how come?
Because they were too small.
Okay, so you indoctrinated them into the Catholic Church, yeah?
I did.
Without asking their permission. That's disgraceful.
No, but so they could turn around to me and tell me that they don't believe in it, they don't want to do it. Like, I wouldn't force my child to get it.
No, and ultimately, a child who's been brought up vegan could ultimately say, I'm not interested in this anymore, I want to eat meat. But you made that decision in the first place, that's the point.
I just think, for me personally, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it to my kids. I couldn't. Like, there have been cases where, like, some kids that are vegan have ended up sick, ended up in hospital. Like, I just think it's wrong. I just think, no, you're depriving your child of essential, like, protein, essential stuff like that. I just think, no, I couldn't do it to my kids. I just think they're all brainwashed.
Is that how you see it, that they're all brainwashed? Somebody who's living a vegan lifestyle is brainwashed.
Well, my mother's a vegetarian and has been a vegetarian my whole entire life, and she didn't. Like, we were brought up with sausages, chicken nuggets, but she's a vegetarian. She didn't put our beliefs on us.
So, you believe that there is a cruel element if a parent chooses to raise a child as a vegan?
Yeah, because, as I said, there's been some cases where the child's been raised vegan, has ended up sick, ended up in hospital. Like, you've heard them cases.
Yeah, you have. And like I said earlier on, there was an attempt to bring in legislation in Italy to make it illegal to raise a child on a vegan diet. Now, it never actually did pass into law, but there was an attempt because a number of high-profile cases in Italy where children were malnourished, being taken into a hospital because they were being fed a vegan diet. But as I said, the case or the law itself never actually came into force.
But the fact that the Italian government and we're looking into doing that, does that not tell you something?
It does tell you that there's an issue. Yeah, it does.
There's another issue. I just think...
But Jeremy's argument is, no parent is going to tell me what I can and can't feed my child. That was your argument, Jeremy.
In the same way, Lorraine, that Tusa isn't going to knock on the door of a parent who gives their kids... And I see, because I'm a nosy person, I see some of the...
No, but why does that surprise me?
I know, but I'm a trolley snooper in the supermarkets, and I'm always fascinated by seeing the shite that some people put in the supermarket trolley. And you see, parents buying stuff for their kids, and they're buying the cereal, they're buying sugar puffs or whatever they're called, and they're buying the worst possible... They're buying Cocoa Puffs for their kids.
I don't agree with that either. You're going to make your child obese. You're going to make your child fat. If you feed them the wrong stuff, you just feed your child sugary stuff and fatty stuff, you're going to make your child sick as well. It works both ways. You can't just... There is a balance in between all of this, Jeremy.
But it's none of your business if I feed my child.
Let me ask you, Lorraine. We talked about the fact that it was attempted in Italy. Do you think we should bring in laws in Ireland restricting parents bringing their child up with a vegan diet?
If you can prove, just hypothetically, just say there's a child and you can actually see the child is malnourished and the child is sick, well then, yeah, I think somebody should intervene. If the child is sick or so, I think somebody should be able to intervene in that case. If the parents are that radicalised or that out there with the veganism and the vegetarianism, yes, I think somebody should be able to intervene at that point if the child is malnourished and the child is sick.
Okay, that's slightly different, because that would be suggesting willful child neglect, and obviously that child would have to be investigated. But I'm talking about, in general terms, if a parent is bringing their child up with a vegan diet, should they be stopped from doing that, even if that child appears healthy?
I think there should be something there to protect the child. I do. As I said, you do need the essential protein and stuff you get from animals, that you get from meat. You do need all that stuff in your diet. So I do think, yeah, unless the child is old enough to turn around and say, I don't like this, I don't like this. As I said, my daughter is 8 and all she'll eat is chicken. So you put a sausage in front of her, she'd have a heart attack and a stroke because she doesn't like the taste of it.
I know, but I just see the hypocrisy here, okay? If I was on this show right now giving out about fat kids, and there are so many fat children going around nowadays, it's absolutely... I mean, when you see some of the kids, they're morbidly obese. And if
I agree with you, but
if I was on here shaming those children and those parents, I'd be told I was disgusting. How dare you pick on children who are obese? So why are the parents of obese children get off scot-free? They are never...
I agree with you, I think it's disgusting. If you're feeding your child and your child is morbidly obese because of what you're feeding them, you're wrong as well.
But
I agree with you on that statement. But the thing you've just... I completely agree with you.
But the problem is, doctors will never say that to a parent of a fat kid. They will never
No, they will.
Oh, I don't
they
think
absolutely
they will.
Will. Of course they will.
Jeremy,
of course
they will.
They
have to.
They're afraid of being done for fat.
No.
If a child is brought into surgery
morbidly obese, of course the doctor is going to advise altering the child's diet.
About it? How come these fat kids are still... they're even fatter than...
They're obviously not being brought into the doctor.
They're obviously not.
Well, I think that's a bigger issue than feeding your... There's nothing unhealthy about plant-based food. It's actually healthy.
I'm not saying there's nothing unhealthy about it, Jeremy, but there's been a ton of cases where children have been neglected, like from vegan families and stuff that have gone into hospital neglected. Some have died, some of the cases.
Do me a favour, stay there for a second, Lorraine, because I'm going to be talking to a mother who is raising her child vegan, but I want to play this WhatsApp voice note first.
Sorry I couldn't come on today. I just don't understand why people are so bothered what other people's children are eating. If the child is eating and the child is healthy, what is the problem? What the parents feed the child? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me at all. I do understand people saying, you know, the child is lacking nutrition and stuff like that, but everybody is aware that vegans and vegetarians and celiacs and lactose intolerant people, like, you know, they get their nutrients from a different source. So like, vegans would eat beans and stuff like that for their protein, and, you know, like, there's other things that they can eat to get those nutrients. So like, the people that are going mad over these parents not feeding their kids meat or certain products because they're not getting enough nutrients is ridiculous, because the child can get them from different sources. I mean, only last year he's done a podcast about a mother who gave her child McDonald's 3 or 4 days a week, and people were complaining about that. I mean, everybody's going to complain about something. Once the child is healthy and the child is happy and is fed, I just don't think people should be bothered what other people do with their lives.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, lad.
Now, Vanessa, you are raising your child.
No. I'm not. But I have a lot of issues with vegans. And I'm an ex-farmer. So if anyone you expected to roast the vegans, it would have been me. But I'm on their side on this.
In what way?
I know many vegans, many vegetarians who are raising their children on a vegan diet, a strict vegan diet, and their kids are fine. Their kids are healthier than most of the kids running around the state at the moment. And to be honest with you, it's remarkable the amount of people who on a normal day would be, this is a nanny state, this is a nanny state, this is a nanny state. This is the very essence of a nanny state, dictating to parents what they can feed their kids.
There is a belief that kids being brought up with a vegan diet are nutritionally deficient, and that is a problem that society needs to keep tabs on.
There is a belief, but where are the figures? Because the figures are not there to back up that belief. That's part of the problem. Okay, and if it was the case where many vegan children were deficient, I would be the first person with many problems with veganism. I'd be the first person jumping up and down about this. But that is not the case. In fact, the opposite is true, because most parents of vegan children will do a lot of research, will work with their doctors. And as long as that's happening, as long as they're researching, as long as they're working with their doctors, then that is a healthy option for the child. Now, I will also say that anyone, like your previous caller there, suggesting that it's just about force feeding vegetables, you are absolutely ignorant. You do not understand what the vegan diet consists of.
Okay, and so bearing in mind everything you just said, and you certainly fight the fight for vegan parents, why are you not raising your child as vegan?
Because I like meat. And my child likes meat. And so if they came to me tomorrow and said, I don't want to eat this, but there's times they'll go months without wanting meat, and that's fine. They have beans, they have rice, they'll have spaghetti, a range of different options, and none of them is requiring meat. And my child is happy, healthy, and running around. And then there'll be times where sausages, chicken, and they'll get chicken. And that's fine. As long as the child is happy and healthy and you're working with your doctors, there's no issue here. Now, the issue is when that doesn't happen and children are being neglected, that's when the state should step in. But having a one-size-fits-all is ignoring the vast array of dietary issues that vegans solve.
Okay, so you believe that it is actually, if anything, perhaps a bit healthier to raise your child vegan, even though you don't do it yourself. But you see no issue if a parent wants to raise their child vegan?
Absolutely no issue. Now, again, I have issues with vegans, and I will comment on them another day. But on this, if you want to raise your child vegan and you are taking all the steps to keep them happy and healthy, then there is no issue here. The state should not be getting involved in your home, in your kitchen.
Okay,
as long as your child is happy and healthy.
Okay, Lorraine, the state should not be getting involved in your child, your care, your feeding of them.
Can I just comment on something? I know vegan isn't just force feeding your kids veg. That was just me being flippant. I know that it's not force feeding your kids fruit and veg. I know that. You're pointing out that yes, there is vegans out there that go to the, like, research everything, do properly. What about the cases that don't? What about the cases, like, as I said, that some of the kids that are vegan have been neglected, stuff like that? What about them cases?
With them cases, then yes, you intervene, but you don't create a law saying one size fits all because a minority of parents are neglecting their kids. In that case, we should ban McDonald's. We should ban convenience foods in our shopping centres. We don't do that because one size does not fit all, especially with a diet.
Okay.
It's that simple.
We're going to agree to disagree. I just don't agree. I think the child should have a choice. If the child gets old enough and decides then it doesn't want to eat meat, well, then fair enough. You don't eat meat. You don't have to eat meat.
But then if the child is old enough and then decides that they want to try meat, I'm willing to bet not all, like the poor choice, no.
I'm sure 90% of vegans, because that's why they don't eat meat, they won't have meat in the house.
And that's fair enough. But when the child gets old enough, they'll find meat somewhere else if they want to try it. Most parents will actually allow them to try it. From the parents that I've met, I can only say from the parents that I've met, and I've been involved in the animal rights campaigning for a long time. But I don't see the issue. The only issue that you have is that you can't conceive of their diet because you've never done it. And that's not a good enough reason to create a law to ban it.
Now, as I said, my mother, I was brought up by a vegetarian. My mom is vegetarian. And for my whole entire life, she has always been a vegetarian. She let us, though, we were brought up on a diet of meat. She let us try meat, and she always said to us, if you don't like it, you don't have to. But she let us eat it. I'm not going to say force us to be vegetarians, because that's probably the wrong word. But she didn't, like, her views on us. She wouldn't eat meat. She doesn't like, but she let us eat it from a young age.
But what you're suggesting, and what the Italian government was suggesting, is that she would be forced to give you meat, not give you the option. She would be forced to give you meat, and that's wrong.
But that is my point here. My point is, when you're vegetarian, when you're vegan, or any of that, they don't agree with animals, the killings of animals, they don't agree with any of that stuff. So they're not going to have meat in the house. The child's not going to have that option. I just think, if you want a child to be vegan, let the child have the option. Let the child get old enough, and you can turn around and actually explain the belief to them, and then the child can decide then for itself if it wants to eat meat, if it doesn't want to eat meat.
But again, if they're healthy and happy, it's the same thing, and I have the same conversation with regards to homeschooling. People don't like homeschooling. They'd rather them be in public school. Other people don't think that their children should be in public school. The same thing. You have to have some autonomy as a parent of how to raise your children. You don't have to agree with it.
Under no circumstances, though, should the state attempt to tell parents what they can and can't feed their children.
No, it has to be on an individualist case-by-case basis.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Vanessa.
Sorry, Vanessa, just as a completely separate point, because anytime you come on, someone mentions this, that you chose your own gender for your child. How would you respond?
I haven't chosen a gender for my child.
No, but sorry, you've chosen that they don't have a gender. Is that the case?
So we are raising our child gender neutral. We try not to use the gender terms, but at the moment all we have to go on is their sex. So sometimes we use he, most of the time we use they, or broad pronouns.
How does that sound though when like when you're calling them, or when you're, well, say when you're talking to your partner about the baby, you say, where is they?
Or we use their name.
Or you just use their name.
Yeah, like, where's Jeremy? It's not rocket science.
It is to a lot of people.
It's not actually rocket science. Where's James? Where's Jeremy? Where's Adrian?
I don't get offended. I don't get offended if someone says he, because his sex is he.
But do you get that every time you mention this or even open your mouth about something like that, people get completely triggered by the fact that you're...
Including you, by the way.
Katie is the worst. Katie is the worst.
She is, absolutely.
No, Adrian wants to make me look like I'm J.K. Rowling now.
You were triggered about it. Why did you even ask the question?
It's just
triggered.
Someone,
triggered.
No,
you were.
Triggered. I'm totally just saying. Triggered. I'm just saying.
Amanda.
Hey, guys. Amanda here. Just with the caller you just had on, I have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I feed them meat, I feed them dairy, I feed them what they want. And no, I cook fresh every day. I buy vegetables, I buy fresh meat, I cook, I make whatever. I feed them fish. Do I allow them to have a bit of chocolate? Yeah, I do. And do you know why I allow them to have chocolate? Because they've probably ate that day fruit, veg, meat, milk, yogurt. They have everything that they need to tick off every box. So if, my 2-year-old then goes, Mommy, can I have a bit of cake? Yes, you can, son. That is a well-balanced diet. Not depriving a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old of meat because of your own beliefs. Come on. Like, that's about you as a parent, not your child. Prioritise the child.
All right, Amanda, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages.
People are triggered.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.